Dave Therrien here, New Hope Radio and the Hope Club Podcast. Glad to have you come along today. Got a good topic. We're in a series that's entitled Bible Basics, and it really is the basic truths of the Christian faith that as followers of Christ, we should have a pretty good working knowledge of these things. And we come to a very important one today. It's called the mercy seat. What is the mercy seat? Oh, it's an important doctrine. You know why? That's the place, here it comes, of forgiveness. Think of it. Apart from the mercy seat, there is no forgiveness. So we're going to take a look at the mercy seat of Christ. The mercy seat is divided into two dispensations, the Old Testament and the New Testament, which one are we living in? Very good. The New Testament, of course. So we'll go back to where it all began, okay, in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the lid of the Ark of the Covenant was considered the mercy seat. You remember the Ark of the Covenant, right? It was a chest of acacia wood overlaid with gold. And inside of that Ark were the broken pieces of the law. And when Moses got a little ticked off at the Israelites, he smashed the tablets. That wasn't a good day for Israel. He's collected the pieces. Inside that chest also was a pot of manna as a reminder of God's provision for the Israelites in the wilderness. And Aaron's rod that budded. And Aaron's rod was a picture of, well, not a picture, but a demonstration that Aaron was the one that God chose to be the high priest. People complaining. Why does Aaron get to be the high priest? So God said, everybody bring a rod, and the one that buds, that's the guy I choose. And Aaron's rod budded. That one in the Ark of the Covenant. Now, on top of the Ark, the lid, was the mercy seat. And it was overshadowed on both ends by cherubim. What are cherubim? Well, cherubim is plural for cherub. Cherub is one. It's a form of an angel. Cherubim means more than one. So we pick it up in Exodus 25:17. God said to Moses, now remember, this is important because this is about forgiveness. Oh, where would we be without forgiveness? In deep trouble, that's where. So God said to Moses, you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long. They say a cubit is about 18 inches. So 36 and 9, 45 inches, okay? 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide. You shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Make them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. So they're going to hammer out these 2 angelic figures from gold. Now, there were 2 ways that they made things with gold. One was to pour melted gold into a mold. But God says, no, I don't want you to do that. I want you to get a piece of gold and I want you to hammer it. I want you to shape it and work it. Okay? See, when you use a mold, you're going to mass produce something. But you hammer, when you hammer them out, it's like one at a time. So these were hammered work. Okay? And then he said, make 1 cherub at one end and 1 cherub at the other end. Okay? And you shall make the cherubim of 1 piece with the mercy seat at its 2 ends. So they're kind of like attached to the lid of the Ark of the Covenant. And the cherubim shall have their wings spread upward, covering the mercy seat with their wings and facing one another. The faces of the cherubim are to be turned toward the mercy seat. So they're looking down at the lid on the Ark of the Covenant. That's the mercy seat. The space between these angels, the cherubim, is the mercy seat, okay? You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark and put the testimony which I will give to you in the ark. And there I will meet with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are upon the ark of the testimony. I will speak to you above all that I will give you in commandment for the sons of Israel. Now, God is saying, listen, at this, here it is, place of forgiveness, this mercy seat, Moses, you and I, we're going to talk. I'm going to speak to you at a place of forgiveness. Do you realize how important that is? Because where there's no forgiveness from God, there's no communication. There's no fellowship. It begins with forgiveness. Oh, where do we get to the New Testament part of it? Gets even better. Now, I want to talk for a minute about four levels of supernatural beings. Okay? We have the cherubim. They guard the holiness of God. They're like the closest to God. Lucifer was a cherub. Okay? They're like the highest. Then we've got seraphim. They're also called the burning ones. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 speaks of it. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Oh, we used to sing that song. Awesome song. I saw the Lord. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. With two, he flew. So these are supernatural creatures. I mean, we could call them angels, but I think they're still a little different. Their job is to proclaim the holiness of God. One called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." So we've got the cherubim, the seraphim. Now we have the archangels. They're the highest ranking of the angels. Michael was an archangel. He was God's angel of the armies. We find him in Daniel 10:13. He was like the general. Then we have Gabriel. He was God's personal messenger to God. We find him in Luke 1:19. Okay? Then under the archangels, we have the angels. These are those that minister from God to man. You believe in guardian angels? Well, this is probably them. We find them in Hebrews 1, verses 13 and 14. So that's like the hierarchy of these supernatural beings, okay? Cherubim, seraphim, archangels, and angels. Okay, so now we've got two cherubim. They're seated at each end of the Ark of the Covenant, looking down at the mercy seat. Now, Leviticus 16 says concerning Aaron and the high priest, "Moreover, he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side." Boy, notice how particular God is. Also, in front of the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Now, this was done inside the back part of the tabernacle. That was called the Holy of Holies. That's where the Ark of the Covenant was placed when they were in tabernacle worship. Okay? When the blood was placed on the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, it became a seat of mercy. That's why it's called the mercy seat. The sacrificed animal, remember, everything in the Old Testament points to the New Testament, points to Christ. The sacrificed animal pointed to the once and for all sacrifice of Jesus Christ to come. Now, in the Old Testament, this took place once a year on the Day of Atonement. Okay? So that's the Old Testament mercy seat. Now let's fast forward 4,000 years later. The mercy seat has now taken up residence on a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, it pointed to the true place of eternal forgiveness. And what is that eternal, that true place? It's Christ himself. See, in the Old Testament dispensation, the blood had to be sprinkled on the mercy seat every year, on the Day of Atonement, when the priest made atonement for the sins of the people. But he had to do it repeatedly, every year, because it wasn't a true atonement. It was a type of atonement. It was like buying something with a credit card. When you purchase something with a credit card, you're not really paying for it. You really pay for it when the statement comes in 30 days later and you give your money. Now it's paid in full. And I hope you do that. You pay for it at the end of the month when the bill comes in. You don't let the interest pile up. Okay? So the Old Testament was a type of buying time until Christ came. Why is the sprinkling of the blood no longer done today? Because it wasn't the blood of an animal, but the blood of the Son of God that truly atoned for the sins of the world. Hebrews 9:11. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation. The true tabernacle was in heaven, okay? And not he didn't answer through the blood of goats and calves, but through, oh, here it comes, his own blood. He entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. See, Jesus is the literal atonement for the sins of the world. And what is the place now of the mercy seat? It's the cross. It's the cross. The cross has become the mercy seat. It's where he sprinkled his blood. Oh, it poured out of his body. So in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10, by this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Now, see what I'm talking about today? I'm not giving you a feel-good message. I'm giving you a basic Bible truth that we need to understand so we know where our forgiveness comes from. We can't be dumb Christians. We have to be educated. We have to know what we're talking about. We have to know what we believe. You have to be able to give a reason for the hope that is in you. And when you understand the mercy seat, you understand the depth of God's forgiveness for you. That's why this is so important, okay? Like I said, to me, you know what a feel-good message is? One that teaches me something. That's a feel-good message. Not one that pampers me. Those aren't feel-good messages. Those are, I don't know, they just pamper the flesh. But I like a message that teaches me what the scriptures mean. That's what makes me feel good, because I'm learning something, and I hope you are today. So Hebrews 10, verse 11, every priest stands daily ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices. And notice it says, which can never take away sins. This is why Christ needed to come and die on the cross. What the priest did in the Old Testament on the Day of Atonement did not truly take away. If it did, Jesus wouldn't have to come and die. But what that was a signpost. It gave people in the Old Testament something to look to. Their faith was based on looking forward to the coming of Christ. Our faith is based on looking back to the fact that Christ already came. But we all see the same thing. We see Christ on the cross, shedding his blood, atoning for the sins of the world. This is why we need to come to the cross. This is why the cross is the focal point of the church. That's the mercy seat. That's the place of forgiveness. That's the place where we have the privilege to commune with God because we're forgiven. You know, where there's no forgiveness, there's no communion with God. But with his forgiveness, you have access to God. Our access to God is through Christ. And Christ is the mercy seat. Peter said in 1 Peter 3:18, Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust. Why? So that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. So Peter, you know, I give Peter a lot of credit. The guy denied Jesus three times, but he came back, man. He was a powerhouse. Oh, yeah. He was a powerhouse with scripture. He really made up for it, I'll tell you. He said, listen, Christ died one time for all people. He died for the sins of the world. That's why whosoever believes may be saved. He truly is our mercy seat. He died on the cross, but he came alive. So the mercy seat, it is not at the Ark of the Covenant where God meets the high priest, but it's at the cross where he meets the sinner. Every sinner, every person can meet God at the cross. See, that's why, again, Hebrews 10:11, every priest stands daily ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But Christ came, and he took it away. And see, only the high priest could meet God at the mercy seat. But now everybody can meet God through Christ. Can you see why Satan has levied such an attack on the person of Christ, the work of Christ, the church of Christ, the word of Christ, the people of Christ, anything associated with Jesus Christ? Satan is attacking. He'll come after anything and everything to stop people from meeting God at Christ. Oh, he'll allow thousands of religions. He'll allow all kinds of rituals and ceremonies and observances. Do whatever you want. You can even have good behavior. But don't come through Jesus Christ. That's what he's trying to stop people from doing. And I'll tell you what, he's doing a pretty good job. He's got a lot of people trying to get to God without Christ. Name a religion, and that's getting to God without Christ. Name a good behavior, and that's getting to God without Christ. And it can't happen. It's not going to happen. But yet, everybody that comes to Christ can have access to God. I don't know about you, but that's pretty mind-boggling that God has done that for us. Just like the high priest, he had to approach the mercy seat by means of the Ark of the Covenant and with a sprinkling of blood. Today, we don't even know where the Ark is. Some people say, yeah, I know. If you saw Indiana Jones, it's probably in some warehouse somewhere. But I don't know where it is. Nobody knows. But we don't need it because we have Christ. See, the Ark of the Covenant pointed to Christ. It was a wooden chest overlaid with gold. It spoke of the two natures of Jesus. The wooden chest signified his humanity, and overlaid with gold signified his deity. In the Ark of the Covenant, we have the hypostatic union, a picture of the nature of Christ, the two natures of Christ, God and man. And Jesus is not half God and half man. He's all God and he's all man. So we approach the cross. And when we get there, we are sprinkled. See, the high priest did the sprinkling. But when we come to the cross now, we get sprinkled. We get sprinkled with the blood of the sacrifice of Christ. Of course, symbolically. It's his blood that covers us. In the Old Testament, Aaron sprinkled the blood and covered the mercy seat. But today, the blood is applied to us. It's on us. And that's why we stand forgiven and redeemed. So the result is in Romans 6:10. For the death that Christ died, he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Verse 11, even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now I take that phrase, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, two ways. Number one, don't live for sin. Okay? Don't live for it. But number two, it's not going to be held against you. You're forgiven. There's no record of your sin anywhere. Christ atoned for it. Your record is wiped clean. See, knowing that I have a clean slate with God makes me not want to dirty it again. It makes me not want to live for sin out of a heart of gratitude. Why would I want to? Besides, when you have a new nature, sin is gross. You have a new nature, you're not drawn to that anymore. You're drawn to something better. It's like if a dog became a human. When he was a dog, he ate Alpo, gravy train. But if magically he became a human, it's like, I don't want that Alpo anymore. It smells. I don't want gravy train anymore. Why? He's a new creation. And that's what we are in Christ. We are a new creation. So we're dead to sin, we're alive to God through Christ. One writer said, die as truly unto sin as he died for sin. In other words, we die unto sin as Christ died for sin. Live as truly unto God as he lives with God. So I kind of like that. This seems to be the spirit of the apostles' meaning here. Christ died for sin, we're dead to sin. Christ lives with God, so we live for God. There it is. Christ died so we could live. He became our mercy seat, the place that we find mercy from God. That's what that means. And the best news of all, it's for everybody. It's for everybody. Anybody and everybody. You know, when Jesus shed his blood, you think of how precious that blood was. It was so precious that it covered all the sins of humanity. That's incredible. From Adam in the garden, all the way to the end of time, until the return of Christ, all those sins have been judged. They've been placed on Jesus Christ on the cross. And he suffered and paid the penalty for all of them. So we wouldn't have to. That's why he is the mercy seat. And every time you look at a cross, you're reminded, that's the place that I find mercy. That's the place that I have access to God. And not just the high priest, or not just the pastor or the evangelist. No, everybody. Everybody can come to that cross and through Christ have access to God. Now, you know, sadly, some people are like, yeah, okay, thank you, that's nice. I don't know. I'm like, what's wrong with you? There's something wrong. Hey, I don't know. We all know people like that, don't we? They don't want access to God. But we're not going to think about them. You know who we're going to focus on? We're going to focus on those that perhaps would like access to God, but they don't think they're worthy. They don't think they have what it takes. Those are the ones that we tell about Christ being the mercy seat. Those are the ones. Because you know why? He did it for those that are unworthy. All of us are unworthy. That's why Jesus did for us what we could not do for ourselves. So yes, there are people that maybe they want to come to God, but they don't think they have what it takes. So we tell them, no one does. No one has what it takes. That's why it's called mercy. See, if it was payment, that means we have what it takes. If it was deserving or reward, that means we have what it takes. But it's not. It's not payment, we're not deserving, and it's not reward. It's mercy. And God in His grace extends all of that mercy to us so we can be with Him in eternity. I don't know about you, but I like this message. I didn't think I was going to like it that much, but the more I said it, the more I liked it. And that's why the Hope Club is so important, because this is going to be in the Hope Club podcast. And how great for people to hear it, especially those that feel, you know, unworthy. And now they know, no, God wants you as you are. So join the Hope Club. Go to newhoperadio.live. Click the menu bar. All the information is there. It's all there. And help us to spread the good news of Christ and the mercy seat and what He's done for us.